This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. You may know the story of the Trojan horse. Rather than openly attack the city of Troy, the Greeks built a large, hollow, wooden horse. Under the cover of night, they wheeled it outside Troy's gates, and then they sailed away. When the city guards saw it at sunrise, they marveled and said to the effect, "It must be a gift from the gods. Let's wheel in this remarkable thing." But little did they know that inside it were some of the best Greek soldiers. And once inside the city, the people hardly awake, the guards now disarmed, the tactical warriors, akin to a Navy SEAL operation, captured the city. Now victors, the Trojan War was over. That's the way Satan works against you with temptation. He makes what is destructive appealing by making you think it's something else, something harmless, something good, something of benefit for you. Temptation is a sort of camouflage in which Satan moves about as he tries to kill you. It's a sort of fishing lure decorated with pretty colors to hook you and keep you with the hook hidden. It's any trick of Satan to lead you away from God into sin and death. But Jesus, in his 40-day temptation by Satan, at the outset of his ministry, as a second Adam, not in a lush garden but a barren desert, shows you everything you need to know about temptation. It is a real, historical thing, not imaginary. You will go through it. It may not last 40 days, but maybe less, maybe more. It was for Jesus. Temptation itself is not a sin. If that were so, then even Jesus sinned, for he was tempted. The Spirit led Jesus while tempted, even though Satan led him into temptation with the displayed kingdoms and up to the temple pinnacle for the temptation. God meant it for good, but Satan for evil. God's Spirit, then, is your comforter, like he was Jesus, amid temptation. And so you will go on in the Spirit after your temptation, even as Jesus did after his into Galilee. Therefore, don't do what will lead you into temptation. Neither of us is either smart or strong enough. And so, like Jesus, we have to answer every temptation with not a discussion with Satan, but a declaration of the truth of God's will. You need to know, have, and walk in God's saving grace in Christ Jesus. The Trojan War is over and won, thanks to a wooden horse and the wisdom of men. And though our holy war is far from over, it's already won, thanks to a wooden cross and the wisdom of God. And in that hope, you and I stand firm, struggle, and fight. We must, we can, we will. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.